Chapter 19.
Are you sure? Anna Ash asked Elaine. Wouldn't we be better off at one of our apartments? They're all warded.
Elaine shook her head firmly. The killer knows where you each live. He doesn't know about this place. Stay here, stay quiet, stay together. Our killer hasn't attacked anyone who wasn't alone.
And my dog will let you know if there's anything you need to worry about, I added. He'll probably sit on anyone who tries to mess with you. But if he does a lassie act at you and wants you to leave, go with him. Everyone stay together and get somewhere public.
Mouse nudged his head under Anna's hand and wagged his tail. Toto dutifully followed Mouse, walking around Anna's ankles, looking up at her until she petted him too. That got a smile out of her, at least.
If we leave, how will we get in touch with you?
I'll find you.
Just like you found the killer? Priscilla spat.
I ignored her with lofty dignity. Elaine didn't. She stepped up to Priscilla and loomed over her.
You ungrateful, insufferable, venomous little twit! Shut your mouth! This man is trying to protect you, just like I am. I will thank you to keep a civil tongue in your head while we do our job.
Priscilla's face flushed.
We aren't paying you to insult or demean us.
You aren't paying me enough to get me to tolerate your rudeness either, Elaine said.
Keep it up and you won't have to worry about my bill. In fact, I suspect in short order, you'll stop worrying about absolutely everything.
Is that a threat? Priscilla snapped.
Elaine put a fist on her hip.
It's a fact, bitch.
Anna stepped in.
Priscilla, please.
You aren't the one paying her. I am.
We need her. She's the professional.
If she thinks it's smart to cooperate with Mr. Dresden, that's what we're going to do. And we're going to treat them with professional respect. If you can't manage courtesy, try silence.
Priscilla narrowed her eyes at Anna, then folded her arms and looked away in capitulation.
Elaine nodded at Anna and said, I'm not sure how long we'll be gone. I'll get word to you as soon as I have a better idea.
Thank you, Miss Mallory.
After a beat, she hurried to add, and thank you, Mr. Dresden. Stay together, I said, and Elaine and I left. We walked together to the parking lot, and on the way, Elaine said, tell me you've gotten a new car. We rounded a corner, and there was the Beetle in all its battle-scarred glory. I like this one, I told her, and opened the door for her.
You redid the interior, she said, as I got in and started the car.
Demons ate the old one.
Elaine began to laugh, but then blinked at me. You're being literal?
Fungus demons, right down to the metal.
Good God, you live a glamorous life, she said.
Elaine, I said, I thought you told me you were going to lie low until you were ready to come out to the council.
The friendly, teasing expression on her face faded into neutrality.
Is this relevant right now?
Yeah, I said.
If we're going after him together, yes, it is. I need to know.
She frowned at me and then shrugged.
I had to do something. There were people all around me getting hurt, being used, living scared. So I borrowed a page from your book.
And you lied to the warden who came to check up on you.
You say that like you've always told the wardens everything.
Elaine, I began.
She shook her head.
Harry, I know you. I trust you. But I don't trust the council, and I doubt I ever will.
I certainly did not care to be impressed into service as a brand new foot soldier to fight their war with the vampires, which I would have been if I put my full effort into Ramirez's tests.
We looked at each other for a moment, and I said, please,
I'll go with you. I'll support you before the council.
She put one of her warm, soft hands over mine and spoke in a quiet, firm voice.
No, Harry, I won't allow those men to direct the course of my life. I won't allow them to choose if I will or will not live, or choose how.
I sighed.
You could do so much good.
I thought that's what I was doing here, she pointed out. Helping people, doing good.
She had a point.
The wardens would freak out if you went to them now anyway, I said, and revealed that you'd been hiding your talents from them.
Yes, she said, they would.
Damn it, I said.
We could use your help.
I don't doubt it, she said. Her eyes hardened and her voice went suddenly cold.
But I will not be used.
Not by anyone. Never again. I blinked and turned to her. She lifted her chin slightly, green eyes bright with unfallen tears. No, Harry. I turned my hand under hers and we intertwined our fingers with the careless ease of an old habit. Elaine, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to push. I hadn't realized. She blinked several times and looked away from me. No, I'm the one who should be sorry. I'm going all neurotic on you here. I don't mean to be. She stared out the window at the city. After you killed De Morne, I spent a year having a nightmare. The same one. Every single night. I was sure that it was true. That he was still alive. That he was coming for me.